friends, welcome back to the Stacy Zenly podcast, where we talk about all things mindfulness, personal growth, self-care, and finding balance in our daily lives. I'm your host, Stacy, and today we are diving into something so essential to our well-being, yet often overlooked: sleep hygiene. Ever find yourself lying in bed, staring at the ceiling, wondering why you can't fall asleep, even though you're absolutely exhausted? Or maybe you wake up feeling groggy even after what seemed like a full night's rest? If that sounds familiar, you're definitely not alone. So many of us struggle with sleep, but the good news is there is a solution, and it's all about improving your sleep hygiene. Now, if you're wondering what sleep hygiene means, it refers to the habits and environment that help you achieve better sleep. In other words, it's about creating conditions that allow your body and mind to truly rest and recharge. And today, I'm going to guide you through why sleep hygiene is so important and how you can create a bedtime routine that sets you up for a peaceful night's sleep. So, why does sleep hygiene matter so much? Well, let's start with the physical health benefits. Did you know that when you sleep, your body is doing so much more than just resting? Sleep is time for healing and repair. Poor sleep has been linked to an increased risk of heart disease, high blood pressure, or even stroke. Sleep also strengthens your immune system. When you don't get enough rest, your body has a harder time fighting off infections. Plus, a good night's sleep supports weight management, increases attention span, and boosts memory and learning. Dr. Matthew Walker, who wrote Why We Sleep, has this wonderful quote I love. "Sleep is the Swiss Army knife of health. When sleep is deficient, there is sickness. When sleep is abundant, there is vitality." But it's not just your physical health that benefits from good sleep. Sleep and mental health are deeply connected. When we don't sleep well, we are more likely to feel irritable, anxious, or even overwhelmed. But after a solid night's rest, everything seems a little easier. Our emotions feel more balanced, stress is lower, and we wake up with a fresh, clear mindset. Sleep is such a beautiful reset for our brains and our hearts. And of course, there is productivity. Have you ever tried to make it through a workday after a terrible night's sleep? It's tough, isn't it? Everything feels overwhelming, you're easily distracted, and your brain is foggy. But when you're well rested, you can think clearly, focus better, and tackle the day with so much more energy and enthusiasm. So, now that we understand why sleep is so important, let's talk about how to improve it through some key elements of sleep hygiene. First up, a consistent sleep schedule. One of the simplest ways to improve your sleep is to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, even on weekends. I know it's tempting to sleep in, but keeping a regular schedule helps regulate your body's internal clock. As Dr. Michael Breas, also known as the sleep doctor, says, when you stick to a consistent schedule, your brain starts to anticipate sleep at a certain time, which can make falling asleep quicker and easier. Next, let's talk about your sleep environment. Your bedroom should be a peaceful sanctuary, a place that feels restful. Here are a few quick tips. Keep it dark, cool, and quiet. Blackout curtains or a sleep mask can block out light. And according to experts, a room temperature between 16 and 20 degrees Celsius or 60 to 68 degrees Fahrenheit is ideal for most people. And if noise is a problem, earplugs or a white noise machine can be really helpful. Also, don't forget to invest in a comfortable mattress and pillows. Now, this next one is tough for a lot of us, limiting screen time before bed. I know, we've all heard it before, but it's true. The blue light from our devices tricks our brains into thinking it's still daytime, which suppresses melatonin, the hormone that helps us fall asleep. To avoid this from happening, try putting your phone down at least 30 to 60 minutes before bed. And if you need something to wind down, you can turn to reading a book, listening to some soothing music, or even practicing meditation to help you relax before bed. Another key factor is avoiding caffeine and heavy meals late in the day. Caffeine can stay in your system for hours, so even that late afternoon cup of coffee can affect your sleep. Also, eating heavy meals close to bedtime can cause discomfort and indigestion, making it harder to relax. So try to have your last meal or snack at least 2 hours before bed. Now, let's get into how to create a bedtime routine that truly works for you. First, transitioning from the busyness of the day to sleep mode is so important. A 30 to 60 minute wind-down routine could include reading, taking a warm bath, or doing some light stretching or yoga. It's all about slowing down and signaling to your body that it's time to relax. If you struggle to relax, consider adding relaxation techniques to your routine. Mindfulness practices like meditation, deep breathing, or progressive muscle relaxation can work wonders. You can also try my 10-minute guided meditation for deep relaxation and stress relief. It's perfect for helping you drift off peacefully. You can find it on my YouTube channel. The link is in the description for this episode. In addition to relaxation techniques, it's important to prepare your bedroom for sleep. Dimming the lights about an hour before bed tells your body that bedtime is near. You can also use essential oils like lavender, clary sage, or sandalwood, which are known to promote relaxation. A few drops in diffuser or spritzed on your pillow can create a calm, soothing atmosphere. And of course, consistency is key. Try to go to bed at the same time each night, even if you're not feeling super tired. Over time, your body will adjust and you'll find it easier to fall asleep naturally. Before we wrap up, I have a quick tip to share. If you wake up during the night and can't fall back asleep, don't stress. Try taking a few deep breaths, repeating calming affirmations, or visualizing a peaceful scene to gently lull yourself back to sleep. As an extra tool, I highly recommend the Mindfulness app. It offers a wealth of calming meditations, soothing music, and relaxation techniques that can really help you unwind. You can find a link to a 7-day trial of the Mindfulness app in the episode's description. Remember, improving your sleep hygiene may take time and effort, but the benefits are so worth it. A good night's sleep is one of the best forms of self-care you can give yourself, and it's essential for protecting your mental, emotional, and physical health. So, thank you for being here today. Until next time, take care of yourself, stay mindful, and remember, you are always worthy of love and understanding. Bye for now.